This recording, Ireland 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My parents are both rural, Church of Ireland. My father's from Cork, from a small town called Middleton, where my grandfather was the headmaster of the local school, and my mother was, or still is, from Killarney in Kerry, and her father was a draper, ran a shop there. And they met in university in Dublin and set up house there, and that's where I came from, I suppose. So we'd be Munster prods in background, sort of small middle business class kind of people. And I was born and brought up in Dublin and went to school there. Was away for a short while in the States just before coming back to university, and I've been here ever since. So, yeah, to my horror, I have been in Ireland almost all my life. But I mix with a very, very erudite crowd. I grew up in South Dublin. Fox Rock is what my parents used to always call it, because that was where Sam Beckett was born. And we were mortified with that, so we called it Dean's Grange, which makes more sense because they built a huge motorway that actually cuts you off from Fox Rock anyway. So you get killed if you go to Fox Rock now. But boring South Dublin suburbs, basically. Well, I suppose their uniqueness becomes more apparent the older you get. I used to think it was just a normal, boring suburban existence. Now I see it was truly lurid and insane in terms of the drabness of those estates and the lack of infrastructure. And we used to break the odd windows playing cricket and soccer and rugby. But to our astonishment, I think it was only quite recently, I think we kept breaking the same one because... the guys who put in double glazing announced solemnly that we'd been ripped off, and that when they put the windows in the original house, they used picture frame glass, which is only a quarter of the thickness that you're supposed to do. And the stuff, you could break it with your finger. And how we never broke the big panes, I don't know, but apparently we used to just keep breaking the one, so they never noticed that it was just a homing device with a cricket ball. You obviously can do a lot of damage with it, but...